The Weekend Wilderness Experience, Part 1. Edward grew up in the mountains. When he was a baby, his parents carried him in a baby pack. When he was 2, he walked a mile before going into the pack. By the time he was 5, he could easily hike several miles up the mountainside. Sometimes the trail was full of roots and he stumbled. His hands and knees got scraped and were bleeding at times, but he eventually learned how to take care of them by himself and continued up the trail. When Edward reached middle school, he had logged over 1,000 miles of trail hiking. He attended Camp Bear Creek student safety training workshops and became a certified guide when he was 14. He led groups of kids up and down trails during summer camp. In October, Edward's youth group scheduled a weekend wilderness experience for kids ages 12 and up who wanted to learn basic camping and survival skills. Carl, the youth pastor, asked Edward if he would come along and help. He gladly accepted. Carl checked everyone's backpack to make sure the hikers had all the required gear. They drove to St. Mary Mountain, where they would hike 3 miles up to the 9,500-foot peak and spend the night. The day was a perfect 55 degrees and sunny. Edward led the group with Carl at the back, making sure everyone stayed together. During the hike, Edward pointed out various edible plants and nuts. His keen eyes spotted a moose by the river below and pointed out the well-worn animal trail nearby. As the group climbed, kids began to tire. Several had never hiked this far. The air was getting cooler and clouds were forming overhead. The winds picked up, and even though the weather report had looked ideal for the day, it became obvious that the mountain had not paid attention to the report. When everyone stopped to add a layer of clothing, Carl and Edward stepped aside to talk. "This looks bad, Edward," said Carl. "We have no cell service up here. We're a mile away from the top and 2 miles away from the ground." At that moment, a huge gust of wind roared through the trail, sending one camper's pack tumbling down the mountainside into the river far below. Fear struck at the heart of every camper. They suddenly realized the fun was over.